Welcome back to episode 226 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. We have a great episode today. It's about 24 minutes long, but it is, I feel it's one of my best episodes that I've ever put up because it's very concise and clear to understand and has a beginning, middle, and an end that is really a path to liberation and self-realization. So, in Jesus' name. So, sit back, enjoy this episode 226. And, all feedback is welcome. All of my contact information and social media is in the show notes of this episode. So, praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name, and let's get into this episode. Oh, and I almost forgot. There's going to be an accompanying video that goes with this. So this is actually a video presentation that I have on my Rumble channel. And my channel in Rumble is Alpha Male Buddhist. So I'm going to put it up as a live in a couple of minutes. And then, you know, when you're listening to this episode, please, if you're driving or doing anything, don't divert your attention away from what you're doing to look at your screen. You know, you could always watch it when you get to at home and watch it on Rumble. Everything you hear in this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. I also came across, I don't know, for some of my older listeners, they may remember I had the hoodies with the logo on it. Really nice hoodies. So I do have a couple left over that I did find. So if you're interested, they're free. You know, I cover the shipping and everything like that. I have maybe four left. So if you reach out fast enough, you know, my email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. Reach out, and if I have one left, I'll definitely ship it out to you. So let's get into the episode. From the day you were born, something precious has been taken from you. Not your money, not your possessions, but your energy. It's subtle, almost invisible. Yet it's happening every single day. You wake up already drained. Go through the motions of life feeling depleted, and end the day wondering why you're so exhausted. This isn't an accident. It's not because you're weak or incapable. It's because the world you live in has been designed to take, to pull, to harvest the very life force that fuels you. They've created a system so seamless, so ingrained in daily life, that you don't even notice how much of your energy is seeping away. You follow the script they gave you. Worked hard, played by the rules. Yet the harder you push, the more stuck and powerless you feel. It's like being caught in quicksand. The more you try to escape, the faster you sink. But here's the truth. It's not your fault. This isn't about individual effort or personal failure. This is about a system that profits from keeping you tired, distracted, and compliant. Your focus, your emotions, your time, they've turned all of it into currency, and you're unknowingly paying the price. But imagine this. What if we could stop the cycle? What if you could reclaim the energy that has been siphoned from you and use it to create a life that's truly your own? That's what this video is about. I'm going to show you how they built this invisible trap and how it's been stealing from you in ways you never realized. And more importantly, I'll teach you how to break free. Because once you see the system for what it really is, you gain the power to escape it. Your energy is more than just a resource. It's the essence of your potential. And the moment you decide to stop playing their game, everything changes. So, let's dive in. Together, we're going to uncover the truth and take the first steps towards reclaiming our life. Energy. It's the most fundamental resource you have. Not just the physical energy you expend when you move or work, but your thoughts, your focus, your emotions, everything that drives your decisions, actions, and dreams. Yet this resource, so personal and powerful, is the very thing they've learned to exploit. What if I told you your energy is being harvested every single day, and you don't even realize it? Not by accident, but by design. The world you live in has been meticulously crafted to extract the essence of who you are, your attention, your emotions, and to funnel it into a system that profits from your exhaustion. Here's how it works. Energy isn't infinite. Every thought you have, every decision you make, every ounce of attention you give costs you. And those who control the system understand this better than anyone. They don't need to take anything from you by force. All they need is your focus. Because where your energy flows, your power goes. Look at the world around you. It's a game of constant distraction, designed to keep your attention fragmented. News headlines, social media notifications, advertisements, they all scream for your focus, feeding off your time and emotions, your anger, your sadness, your excitement. Every emotional reaction is fuel for the machine, but they don't stop there. They've mastered the art of division. They create conflicts, political, social, and even trivial ones, just to keep you engaged in the fight. Think about politics. Every election cycle, you're presented with two choices, red or blue, left or right. It feels monumental, as though your decision could change the world. But has it ever? No matter which side you choose, the system stays the same. The rich get richer, the powerful maintain their grip, and life for most doesn't improve. Why? Because the choices you're given aren't real. They're an illusion, a distraction. They want you to believe you have a say, keep you invested in a game where the outcome is already decided. This isn't limited to politics. It's everywhere. Your identity, the brands you consume, even the sports teams you cheer for. Each one is a carefully designed battleground. You're told to take sides, to argue, to defend your choice as if it defines who you are. But here's the truth. They don't care which side you pick. They only care that you're invested in the conflict. Because as long as you're fighting, you're not questioning. As long as you're distracted by the debate, you're not looking at the bigger picture. You're not seeing how the system itself is the problem. They've created a world where division keeps you busy, where every headline, every trending topic is a tool to harvest your focus and keep you engaged in their cycle. Even your sense of identity is weaponized. You're given labels, your nationality, your religion, your social class, and taught to cling to them. These labels become the walls of your cage, defining how you see yourself in the world around you. But here's the catch. The stronger your attachment to these labels, the easier you are to control. When you see yourself as part of one group, it becomes natural to see the others as enemies. And when people are busy fighting each other, they rarely stop to question the system that created the conflict in the first place. This is the brilliance of their design. By keeping you divided, they keep you distracted. And by keeping you distracted, they keep you compliant. Every ounce of energy you spend debating, defending, or attacking is energy that fuels their system. So, ask yourself, are you truly making your own choices? Or are you just playing the role they've assigned you? Are you fighting for freedom? Or are you caught in an illusion that keeps you locked in place? Because the moment you see the invisible system for what it is, the game changes. The distractions lose their grip, the labels lose their meaning, and the conflicts lose their power. That's the first step towards reclaiming your energy in your life. Fear, it's the oldest and most powerful tool of control. They've weaponized it against you, not with chains or bars, but with constant reminders of danger and instability. Every headline, every breaking news alert, every dire prediction carefully crafted to keep you on edge. Why? Because fear bypasses logic. It triggers your most primal instincts, hijacking your ability to think critically. When you're afraid, you're not reflecting or questioning. You're reacting. You're stuck in survival mode, focused on only what's directly in front of you. And they know this. They've engineered a world where you're bombarded with threats, real or exaggerated, every moment of every day. Fear narrows your focus and keeps you locked into their system. It's the reason you feel glued to news cycles, scrolling endlessly through social media. or glued to the latest crisis. It's not just anxiety, it's by design. This manufactured fear keeps your body in a constant state of stress. Cortisol flooding your system, your heart racing, your energy draining. Living like this isn't just exhausting, it's destructive. Chronic stress breaks down your body and mind. It weakens your immune system, disrupts your sleep, and clouds your judgment. Over time, it leaves you physically depleted and mentally paralyzed, unable to see the bigger picture or make meaningful change. But fear isn't their only tool. It's just the entry point. Once they've exhausted you emotionally, they hook you into the cycle of consumerism. They tell you that relief, happiness, and security is just one purchase away. Feeling stressed, buy this. Feeling unsafe, invest in that. They present products, services, and solutions as your escape, but all they do is keep you chasing an illusion. The truth is, consumerism isn't designed to satisfy you. It's designed to keep you wanting. Look around at the world of work. The 40-hour work week has become the cornerstone of modern life. But does it really make sense? Does it nurture your creativity or your well-being? No, it's a cleverly constructed cage. You trade the best hours of your day and the best years of your life for just enough money to survive, never enough to break free. And then there's the debt cycle. They lure you in with promises of opportunity, student loans, credit cards, mortgages, only to trap you in years, even decades of repayment. The system ensures you're always working, always striving, always in a state of energetic deficit. Now let's talk about the cities. The places they tell you hold the key to opportunity and success, but at what cost? Cities are designed to overstimulate and overwhelm. The endless noise, the flashing lights, the crowded streets. They don't just drain your senses, they drain your soul. Humans aren't meant to live like this. We weren't created to thrive in concrete jungles, cut off from sunlight, fresh air, and the grounding presence of nature. And yet, we're told this is progress. But is it really progress when the very environment you're forced to live in is designed to keep you disconnected, anxious, and tired? Think about it. How often do you hear sirens, horns, or construction noise? Even if you're not consciously paying attention, your mind is always on alert, processing every sound, every stimulus. It's a constant strain on your mental and emotional reserves. And what about the lack of green spaces? The sun on your skin, the grass under your feet. These aren't luxuries. They're necessities. But in cities, they're treated as afterthoughts, tucked away in isolated parks you barely have time to visit. And then there's the pace. The unrelenting grind. The endless cycle of rushing from one task to the next. Cities promise opportunity, but they rob you of time. Time to think, time to breathe, time to simply exist. When you put it all together, the fear, the consumerism, the relentless work cycle, and the overstimulation of urban life, it's no wonder you feel drained. This isn't natural. This is engineered. And the longer you stay trapped in this system, the more energy you give away. But what happens when you step back? When you stop reacting, stop consuming, and start questioning, that's what they fear most. Because the moment you recognize these tools of manipulation for what they are, you begin to take your power back. And that's where true freedom begins. Energy drains aren't always obvious. In fact, the most effective ones are hidden in plain sight, disguised as entertainment, connection, or progress. Let's start with one of the most pervasive tools of energy extraction, media and technology. Social media, once hailed as a way to connect people, has evolved into a machine designed to capture your attention and never let it go. Every post, every notification, every endless scroll on your feed is carefully engineered to keep you engaged. It's not an accident that you lose hours staring at a screen, feeling drained and unfulfilled. Here's how it works. Algorithms don't prioritize your well-being. They prioritize engagement, and the easiest way to engage you. Outrage. Content that makes you angry, upset, or defensive is far more likely to grab your attention than something neutral or uplifting. It's why every other post feels like a battle cry, pulling you into heated debates, emotional arguments, and a constant need to defend your beliefs. But while you're fighting in comment sections or endlessly refreshing your feed, your energy is being drained. Every emotional reaction costs you. Every heated exchange takes a toll. And the more exhausted you become, the easier it is for the system to keep you hooked. Because you don't have the energy left to step back and reflect. It doesn't stop there. Streaming services are another major player in this game. They feed you endless content, perfectly tailored to keep you glued to your screen. Autoplay features, curated recommendations, and binge-worthy shows ensure you're always consuming, always distracted, always giving away more of your time and focus. But the energy drain goes even deeper. It's not just about what you watch or scroll through. It's about what you listen to. Music, once a powerful tool for inspiration and healing, has been co-opted as another mechanism of control. The harmonious frequencies of the past, frequencies that aligned with nature and uplifted the human spirit, have been replaced with engineered sounds designed to keep you stuck in low vibrations states. Think about the music that dominates today's charts. Heavy bass lines and repetitive beats tap into primal instincts, evoking feelings like aggression, despair, or longing. These emotions may seem harmless, but they keep you trapped in survival mode, reactive rather than reflective. And then there are the lyrics. How often do they glorify toxic relationships, unattainable wealth, or superficial lifestyles? These messages aren't just words. They're programming. They create a sense of lack, convincing you that you're not enough unless you chase the ideals they are selling. The more you listen, the more these ideas take root, subtly reshaping your perceptions and priorities. Even the way music is produced today plays a role in this energy extraction. Unlike the timeless melodies of the past, modern music is created to be consumed and discarded quickly. It's designed to hold your attention long enough to just keep your attention, but not long enough to inspire lasting change or deep reflection. The result? You're left feeling fragmented and emotionally depleted. And just like social media and streaming platforms, music becomes another tool in the system's arsenal to keep you drained. So ask yourself, how much of your time, focus, and emotional that you're giving away to media and technology? How often do you find yourself reacting to outrage, binging content, or listening to songs that make you feel worse instead of better? The truth is, these energy drains are everywhere, woven into the fabric of your daily life. But recognizing them is the first step towards breaking free. Because once you see how these tools are designed to extract your energy, you can begin to take back control of your focus, your emotions, and your life. And that is where your power truly lies. Breaking free from the system begins with one essential step: reclaiming your focus. Your attention is the most valuable resource you possess, and it's precisely what they target. Every headline, notification, and breaking news alert is designed to keep you distracted, reactive, and emotionally drained. If you want to take back control, the first thing you must do is limit your exposure to fear-driven narratives. Ask yourself, how much of what you consume truly adds value to your life? Most of it is noise, designed to keep you hooked, stressed, and afraid. Turn off the 24-hour news cycle. Mute the notifications that would disrupt your day. Take regular breaks from social media, where outrage and divisiveness dominates. These platforms don't just inform, they manipulate. The less you engage with their distractions, the more energy you reclaim for yourself. But simply avoiding distractions isn't enough. You must redirect that reclaimed energy to something meaningful, towards creativity, personal growth, and pursuits that align with your values. Whether it's writing, painting, building, or solving problems, creativity is a powerful act of defiance against the system. that thrives on passive consumption. It's how you remind yourself that your energy is yours to shape. Next, reconnect with nature. This is more than just taking a walk in the park. It's about grounding yourself in the rhythms of the natural world. Modern life, with its flashing screens and artificial environment, has pulled you away from what truly sustains you. Step outside. Feel the sun on your skin, the wind on your face. Listen to the birds, the rustling leaves, the calming sound of water. Nature has a way of resetting your energy, pulling you out of the chaos and reminding you of what really matters. And here's the thing. This connection isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. Human beings didn't evolve to live in concrete jungles surrounded by noise, pollution, and overstimulation. We're meant to be part of the natural world, to move with its cycles, and to draw strength from its simplicity. When you spend time in nature, something powerful happens. Your stress levels drop. Your mind clears. You regain perspective. It's not just a break from the system. It's a way to replenish the energy they've been draining from you. But to truly break free, you also need to simplify and declutter your life. For too long, you've been told that more is better. More possessions, more commitment, more everything. But the truth is, the constant pursuit of more is just a trap. Start with your physical space. Look around you. How many things you own that you truly don't need? How many objects clutter your home, draining your energy simply by being there? Let them go. A clutter-free space creates clarity, both physically and mentally. Next, simplify your schedule. Modern life has convinced you that being busy equals being productive. Stop overcommitting. Focus on people, activities, and goals that truly matter. Say no to the things that don't align with your values or drain your energy without giving anything in return. Breaking free is about creating space to think, to breathe, to live on your own terms. It's about cutting through the noise and reconnecting with what truly makes you feel alive. And this isn't just a one-time effort. It's a continuous process. Every day, you face new distractions, new demands, new ways the system tries to pull you back in. But every small decision to reclaim your focus, reconnect with nature, and simplify your life is a step towards freedom. The system only works if you continue to feed it. When you stop giving it your energy, its power over you fades. So ask yourself, where will you direct your focus today? Will you let it be consumed by the noise, or will you take it back and use it to create something meaningful? This is your life, your energy, your choice. Start small. Spend a few minutes outside. Turn off notifications for an hour. Clear one corner of your home. Each step might seem insignificant, but together they form a path toward a life that feels truly your own. You have the power to break free. The question is, will you choose to use it? Now that we've pulled back the curtain, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've uncovered. Your energy, the very essence of your thoughts, emotions, and focus, has been systematically drained by a system designed to profit from your exhaustion. But awareness is your greatest weapon. We've explored how to reclaim your creativity, rediscovering the power to reshape your own life rather than passively consuming theirs. We've talked about reconnecting with nature, grounding yourself in rhythms that restore rather than deplete. And we've discussed the importance of simplifying your life, removing the noise, clutter, and distractions that keep you tied to their game. Here's the truth. The system relies on your compliance. It depends on your energy, your focus, and your belief that there's no way out. But the moment you take even one step to reclaim your energy, their power begins to weaken. With every choice you make to prioritize your well-being, creativity, and peace of mind, you're breaking free from their trap. But this isn't just about you. This is bigger than one person. When you take back your energy, you inspire others to do the same. Together, we can create a ripple effect, a movement of people who refuse to let their lives be dictated by a system that feeds on their exhaustion. So here's what I need you to do. Share this message. Send it to someone who needs to hear it. Someone who feels stuck, drained, trapped, but doesn't yet understand why. Join the movement by committing to small, daily actions that prioritize your energy and freedom. And most importantly, take immediate steps. Don't wait for tomorrow or next week or the perfect moment. Turn off the distractions. Step outside. Clear the clutter from one part of your life. Whatever it is, start now. Because every action, no matter how small, brings you closer to the life you deserve. This isn't about just breaking free from their system. It's about building something better. A life where your energy fuels your dreams, not the machine. A world where you thrive, create, and live fully on your terms. The choice is yours. Will you keep feeding their system? Or will you reclaim what's rightfully yours? If you're ready to take back your energy and step into your power, let's do this together. The first step starts now.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative.
I do want to thank you guys for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Praise Jesus Christ's name. My Linktree is Alpha Male Buddhist Pod. Links are in the show note descriptions of this episode below. There in my Linktree, you will find links to my Instagram, Telegram, Rumble, Odyssey, Twitter, and my free episode archives. If you're a new listener, I have also included links to my top rated episodes. These are specific episodes of the podcast that are the most popular and listeners have given me the most positive feedback on. Some of these episodes are also in video format, so you can not only listen to the episode, but you can watch the accompanying video to that episode. Also, contact me for my free Academy of Liberation handbook, which is in PDF format, along with a free audiobook version of the handbook. So check out the show notes below of this episode for all of my content links.